matter concerning the oil block 245 has been on the front burner for a long time. Really one of the biggest bribery scandals in the history of the fossil fuel industry. Making this bold call highlights the fact that this matter has to be resolved in a way that sends a strong message to international oil companies and oil companies around the world who think nothing of the environment or the people or the quality of life, but only profit, but profit from bribery. I mean, this is really scandalous.
Are you surprised that it is taking some U.S. lawmakers to push and continue to ask for accountability on this matter instead of the Nigerian government?
Well, first of all, I want to applaud the U.S. lawmakers for making this very strong demand and keeping it in front of everyone. This is because the oil corporations are completely in bed with the governments in Nigeria. And so it's very difficult, extremely difficult for government to stand up and confront these big giants, because government of Nigeria depends on the same oil companies for a whole big chunk of foreign exchange earnings they use to run their budget. And this is why having this external voice is extremely valuable.
This report paints a very, very uncomplimentary picture of the administration of former President Goodluck Jonathan, who is from the Niger Delta, and who at that point in time, his administration claimed to be the champion of not just cleaning up the Niger Delta, but also taking care of its own people.
For one thing, the leaders in the Niger Delta have always had a responsibility to ensure that the people have a fair deal. We have politicians in Niger Delta calling for action to restore the environment, remediate the environment, because we've had 70 years of reckless exploitation. Of course, the government of President Jonathan did not do enough in this regard. For example, it was under his tenure that the Ogoni report was issued by UNEP, United Nations Environment Program, that highlighted how deep pollution was in the area, but then that his government did not do much to commence the cleanup, although it set up a body that could do that. So I would say that it's embarrassing that these fingers can be pointed to an ex-president from the Niger Delta. It's a big embarrassment. The best hope I would have is that he would be able to stand up and clear his name and show that he's not as corrupt as is being alleged. In all that, I believe that it is right to hold politicians accountable for whatever they do, whether they're from the Niger Delta, whether they're from the oil belt, or from anywhere else in Nigeria or any other place in the world.